I was to say that. So is it okay to think of how Radharani worships the sun god when we say that mantra, or what?
What
how should we think?
Mantra? There is potency in it.
Mm-hmm.
It will manifest in you.
So how should we think when we say the first mantra?
What they will give you impression, you will see.
Given what?
Don't give anything your motto. Don't raise.
Oh.
On Gayatri. Only your Gurudev has given. Go on. What he has. He has told.
Okay.
But raise on Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri.
We heard that you said to one of the devotees that she should say the last two verses 108 times in a day. Should we do that?
You can do.
Is it better to do that even though we don't have such a taste now as part of sadhana?
It is sacred thing. I don't tell all these things in mouth. So sacredly, but you will not keep anything separate.
No, well, the tape who gets them is very much considered. Oh, should I turn it off?
Sadhana.
Right.
It's not propaganda in your holding.
No.
It is not propaganda. It will propagate, you will get nothing.
Right.
Only propagate, you should take Harinam, be far away from four things. Drinking and all this, you know, for things, be rest and do Bhagavad Bhakti and don't forget what I'm telling you.
Right.
You should keep in your heart.
The tapes are only for a few people who are already hearing from you.
Only for you.
Oh.
Or those who are here. Not for all. They will hit you.
Right.
And go to hell. Bottom,
What's the last bottom? The depth?
Yes.
The deepest.
Deepest.
How? By praying to?
By bhavana. Only we can please Krishna, Aradhika Bhai Ji. Only we can approach to the feet of Krishna. If we select one of any sufficient gopis, he will not leave her feet. They may do anything that they will send us in the feet of Krishna. Sri Rupa Kripaye Suniyachi Lok Mukhe Bole Sarvajan. Sri Rupa Kripaye Mile Sri Krishna Charan. In a poem, it has been written, Narottam Thakur is writing. I have heard that by taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Rupa and Krishna easily be found. So, I pray my Gurudev that he should take me to Sarup Goswami and should tell me in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishori, you know? Jugal Kishori. Then Rup Goswami, Rukmanjari will take me to Lalita Vishakha and tell her, pray her, that give a special mercy for them, this new one. Then they will take to Radha and Radha will tell, ask, who is she? Then Rukmanjari will tell, that newly coming, oh, it seems very efficient, very what?
Organized.
Very sweet. Very beautiful. Very efficient in every kala. Kala, you know? Art. Master of all art, you know. Then Srimati will love something, smile, and Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Jugal Srimati Kishori ji. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjari. Keep it and make this newly sati so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So if anyone like this efficient sati on everything is. Who is so merciful?
You said pray to our guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Ah. So, how can we think of our Prabhupada in his Vastu city without imagination, without kalpana?
Pray everything to him.
But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed?
Only how you should do. But it's continuing.
If I take off the tape, can I ask a question? It's pretty safe.
You want to take my everything and I will be like you.
It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway.
You are taking my everything.
That's only Vivekananda. You said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me your direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me your direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Is that a dumb question, as usual?
It is a question.
Very profound. It's a very deep question.
Again? Again.
You know, we pray to Radharani, please give me your service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, body bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, it will have, you know, you will be present there, and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness. Because right now, I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay?
And if you become mad, at that time what preaching will do?
It will be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching will be most beautiful. Anyone see you weeping, rolling, less and less and more than what you are doing. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing preaching in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in jail, Gambira, and weeping, oh Krishna, where is God? Premananda Katakadata, get best in this, what I'm telling you. You will bhuljaye sabko. Forget everything. Whether you wear this sari or no, no care whether it is standing on ground and you are going Hare Krishna. And then everyone knows you. That is then real prachar will be done. Now we are speaking without any realization. But if speaking with realization, it will be so fruitful. 100 and less and more. Janma sattha kara para upatar. At first, you should realize yourself and Krishna. Then you can tell anything about him. Now you are dictating letter, telegram, like peon. We are like peon. We don't know what is in this. You are giving. But when you realize, that thing will be another. If anyone hear you at that time, see this sort of thing, like gopi, realize so. I did only that I should be realized. I'm telling for so many years and years that two chants, yes, but I have no chance. No water comes. I want that. Krishna should come with water. Heart should come out. Then really this thing is
living with Krishna anyway.
Huh?
You're always living with Krishna anyway.
I always feel that I cannot do it. Only take prasadam and sleep. Again, take prasadam and sleep. I talk. I do talk. Doing nothing. I give so many plans, so many harikatha to others, but not by my heart, for myself. So I am thinking about it.
So you can see Krishna's pastimes everywhere.
Any question?
Well, I had just asked a question before. How can we understand how someone who's beyond the modes of nature, a pure devotee, who doesn't have karma, when he gets sick or has to go to the hospital, how do we understand that?
That's just a matter of person. His own past karma. Due to his own bad and good karma. What he has done. Thoughts are coming out. We should avail all these things. Satyam kampam sutumit saman bhunyan evatma kritam vipakam. We have done in past and now this action, reaction is coming.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who's beyond karma, someone...
Then we should be telling. Sukadev Goswami is telling to Parikshit. First he should know in connection with his own. But for others, he will see that Satyenu Kampam, he should see that Krishna Mercy is there. Krishna is doing Kripa Kutam. In so many he does. For gopis, he goes outside of gopis. And gopis are weeping and they are so sad, telling that himself that we have done anything wrong in past life, that Krishna has run outside. So, regarding ourselves, we should know that for past time, sins are good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I think that I'm so angry. I'm so wretched. I'm so karmi. But always I am busy with karma. But Krishna has helped me heal. So that is so certainly. I wonder, we are there going everywhere. No? I have no time to do bhajan. By mercy Krishna thought that he will not do. So he must be killed. So that he will not go here and there and he will chant. So it is the mercy of Krishna that he has made. So. I have anger. He has helped me heal. And how will I will be angry to others? All are serving me. So I am debtor to them. So I will have to think that I should miss him. At that time I am without help. Alone. No help. Ja rahi hai. If I'm angry, I'm so weak. And if I'm angry, they will be like this. Understand? No? But if I'm weak,
right.
And I will be angry to any south person, then he will do like this and do with you. So by fear, I will not die. So Krishna has created such a circumstances that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will beat you. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be abused, they will beat you. So Krishna has done so much, so good for us.
What?
Circumstances.
Yeah.
That I will have to hotly check me. So this is Krishna. I am so lost. Krishna has fell in ill. How can you do? So it is Krishna. I was so laborious and my body was so strong in my young age. Always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill. And Guru they ordered that you cannot go here and there. So you should translate Bangla Bhakti book in Hindi. And you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So by force I have to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mutt here for me that he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in at that time. Krishna fell me ill and then I was bound to read books sitting in illness and writing something. I became at last I became a very famous auditor knowing the very thing. This was the mercy of Krishna that I tell you. If I was not ill by the Krishna mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one. So everything is this policy and mercy of God. Your spiritual master went in sleep, keeping you with all ears, all babies and boys, infants, all their infants, very little young boys, knowing nothing. He lifts them. And when we should see that it was the mercy of his mercy, Krishna mercy and your spiritual master, right? They should preach. They should learn anything. If he was present, they will not learn more. It may be that they would quarrel and disobey Bhaktivedanta Swami. Some occasions are coming. They were ready to disobey. He knew all this and mercifully he taught all these things. How they should be encouraged, how should be they should not be aparadhi to us and left them. And anyhow he was behind them and doing so. Do you think this?
Well, we fought so much anyway, and so many of us left anyway, even though he left so that we would grow up.
So it was mercy. Krishna mercy and Guru mercy.
But even after he left, I mean, we still fought and many of us went away.
I am not understanding.
He's saying that we were fighting when he was here. that perhaps he decided to, it would be best to leave. But after he left, we fought more, and so many left his shelter
it
after
he left. It would be so that if he was still alive, longer, maybe
more.
Now all are thinking here, and they have more regard for him. Even they have left, but they have more regard. So he is much. They are feeling separation. They weep for him. They weep for her in soul. It is far or better. So we think like this. अभी 10 बजे तुम 10 बजे तो आने की बात थी तो 10 बजे कभी कितना बज रहा है एक घंटा any more
you said we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita
yes
so in there in the last volume there appears
you have read
yes
you are very sweet
I have to read it again, though. There's stories that Gopakumar tells about Aristasura and Kesi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Kesi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
How?
God may give you that how I reconcile all these things. You make up reconcile all these things. It is true to any aspect. And Bhagavatam, that thing is same. Bhagavat has told that he killed this Kesi. But after what? After that, what became? He went to Golok. Because Krishna has killed him. He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there. And Krishna played, sometimes ride on him and run. So both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akrura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, you're a liar. Mother Yasoda's Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadus, still we don't want you to do it. So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them to save them, to save the people in Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish?
Selfish.
The gopis.
Gopis are selfish.
Well, it appeared that way because they said, don't go
gopis
and...
Gopis are giving arguments that to save 100 and 1,000, one should be killed, this is no offense. Understand? To save 100, 1,000 by killing one, then killing is good. And to save 1,000 and less are killed, this is not good. So gopis are killed. They are only Vasudeva and Desi will be killed. And they will be killed by Kansa. But here, everyone is killed by themselves, not by Kansa. Because Krishna is soul and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves without any
external force.
But Devaki and Vasudeva will not be killed if Kamsa does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kamsa will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So Gopi's arguments are very.
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty? That because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will not kill him. They will be accepted. They will go here and there and they will. But Gopis cannot go there and there.
Yeah.
Life is, they will be killed. Without
water.
Yeah. That's telling the real fact. And they're telling the real fact that Akuji is lawyer. Because they have themselves seen that Yashoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But there, why are they are telling? So Gopis are. There is something in Gopi's argument, but not in a crude argument. He has only, he has partialism towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan.
No, they are not. They are telling. Frankly, what is this affair?
No.
क्या?
No.
क्या? No. अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये? एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं और भी निकला. उनका कोई काम धंधा तो है नहीं.
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday. In the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically we were talking about Krishna consciousness. Chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya.
Balabhacharya.
That mantra that they do.
Krishna
some guests who come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Saranamama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What is he?
I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No. You know that 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Oh, rishis.
In Dandakaran. They went to Ram. And they were again in the womb of gopis and became gopis and went to Ram. So by going Ram, also Ram can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have recited Gopi Bhav and they are in Gopi. Bilwa Mangali, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also recited.
So why does
Jayadeva Goswami also has?
Right. So why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that then?
Huh?
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that? Adi Leela chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
So how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can kill? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can kill like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, has no birth,
right, but I mean now, the people now who are, and say in other sampradayas, Balabha sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Saranam, Mama, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Saranam?
Surrender to Krishna. take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing. Yo bhaji aage kahar. Understand? Yo bhajya aage kahar. It is outward. Born. Sarvadharman Patyajamam e Samsaram Brajaham Swan Sarv Papyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outward. Go on. So, only Saranakti is in Lakti. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So, Saranakti is not Bhakti. It is the door of Bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhakti, what he has given, is another first Guruvajya's thing. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. And to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone, whom he saw, he gave that Bhav. Even to animals, so specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so generous. He is so kind. He is so merciful. Then Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two Atrivat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, I'm friend come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh,
so when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna's non-different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this,
yes.
It was very painful to speak to her because I knew, what can I give her? Because I have no realization. So when I experienced that pain, how should I pray to Krishna, or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our wordings and hearts should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of fear, then both will be one.
So we
can tell, but we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can weep for worldly things, but not for bhakti. We can see, we can do something, but how to weep? Indian ladies are very expert in weeping. Are you expert in weeping? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to weep. I also want, but I want to be from my heart. Oh Krishna, this will do. Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easily, but it is hard to very what.
Yeah.
If there is no Radha Bhakti, Radhanu, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative.
Navadvipa was saying in comparing Navadvipa to enter Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan, and we should pray for qualifications in Navadvipa. So can we pray to Navadvipa while we are in Vrindavan for qualifications to enter Vrindavan? And it's just the same.
Being here, we can pray Navadvipa. And being in Navadvipa, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvipa?
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarchas, and obstacles, and you say we should think how to give them up, and at other times you say we can give them up with, by having greed, they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually, or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing bhakti activity more and more. How we can increase our greed in Radha and the bhakti, it is essential. How it will be? By reading or hearing Harikatha like this, by remembering past times of Krishna. तुम्हारा कोई है तो when you are going?
The 26th.
And you?
26.
With commentary.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has a little bit of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur in the purport. If there's some other book of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur's 10th canto purport, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
But always read.
By and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yashoda wants that Srimati Radhika to come to my house and she should prepare milk for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over.
Huh?
So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food, he is so lean and thin. So if she will prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, who will test, she will be most stout or very strong.
No disease.
No disease. She will be, will not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my wife will be very careful. But why he will be careful? He does not. But she knows that she will be very careful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in anything. No?
Note.
Three notes.
So,
this is very internal. And one thing is that also, that anything is not, anything is, she knows everything. She knows everything. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything. But for her wife, children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give affection, but facility to make sense.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna lila would be too sweet. So everyone, father, mother, sakha, das, everyone helping Mathura to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be tough. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to